Blog Talk Radio.
Grace and peace, thank you so much for joining us this morning for this time of intercessory prayer. We're going to get started in just a moment. Again, thank you so much for joining us for this time of intercessory prayer. Hello. Thank you so much. Can you guys hear me? Praise the Lord. If there are those of you that are on that have prayer requests, can you please share your prayer requests at this time? Praise the Lord. I just want to make sure. Anjali, can you hear me? Having a few phone issues here.
Yes, I can.
Okay, great. Excellent.
I do have
we're
going to
go ahead.
You do? I need someone. Just pray for me with these sinuses. My goodness.
Yeah.
I know it's deep, but Lord, I need some help.
It's something else growing. It's something else growing out there. This is really the time of year where I have two times a year where it gets really bad for me, and this is around that time. I know pollen is normally coming, so I have that, but then there's something else that grows around this time of year that's just as bad. So it's allergy from the outside, from something that actually grows. You probably want to find out what it is. I forget the name of whatever it is that grows right around July, August. So it's commonplace for those who struggle with allergies. So, yeah, praise the Lord. So we're going to go before him this morning in prayer. I just don't know. I feel a release in the spirit. Praise the Lord. I feel a release in the Holy Ghost, and I am so grateful. Thank you, Lord, for all that he has done in the midst of everything that's happening. If you stay in the posture of prayer, God will bring you through and show you victory on the other side of the storm. And I bless him for that today. And he gave me a simple analogy on yesterday as we're preparing to go into prayer this morning. And looking at some of the storms or some of the things that I was experiencing and still experiencing in my life. But he gave me the analogy of how Facebook has this new thing now that when you are in the vicinity of a storm, there's a button that you can hit on your phone and you can mark yourself safe. You're in the storm, but you're safe. And he gave me that analogy yesterday for where I am in my life, and I want to encourage somebody else that's on this phone this morning with that same sentiment, that there are times in our lives where we find ourselves experiencing a storm. And so many times we want to just jump out of it, but because God is who he is, he will cause you to be safe in the storm. And what he wants us to learn to do moving forward is just to assess, of course, the damage, but be able to mark yourself safe, be able to look at where you are and say, in the midst of everything that I see that happened as a result of this storm, I can press this button and I can mark myself safe. Things may be destroyed all around me. There are some people who end up on the rooftop of the house waiting to be rescued. Their definition of safety to some may seem like they're not safe because they're on the rooftop of a house surrounded by water. And from those of us who are not in the storm, and we may be watching on the news, we may not consider their condition to be safe. But for them, they are safe because they haven't drowned. They're above the water. The rescue team is on the way. So in their mind, they're saying, I'm safe in the storm. And so your definition of safe in the storm may not look like safety in the eyes of others, but you know yourself, all of the calamity that happened around you, but it didn't take you out. So you're still in the vicinity to see the cars that may be overtaken by the water. You may even see bodies floating. You may even see houses that have been completely consumed by water. But you are not, because you are in the storm, but you are safe. And that's what we have to do. We have to assess where we really are. And then we have to rejoice in the Lord, because He allowed us. He allowed us to go through the storm, but not to allow the storm to overtake us. And then to see that storm, even though it came into our lives, is a sign that was not to take us out, because if it was, it would have. And because it didn't, it couldn't. It had a whole other purpose. And our pursuit is to find out what was the purpose of the storm, because it was not to take us out. Otherwise, we would not be here to testify. So I just want to encourage someone the same way the Spirit of the Lord encouraged me yesterday, that I can mark myself safe in this storm. And my rescue team is just above my head. And all I got to do is hold on long enough for those that have been assigned to pull me out of this, to snatch me out of harm's way completely. But even in the storm, I'm safe. Jesus. And so I just wanted to encourage somebody with that today. In lieu of everything else that's about to happen with this pandemic, not knowing which way to go, some people are distressed, some people are upset. Because there are so many things that are happening, but God is still in control. And so if you keep your eye on the Lord, no matter what happens, no matter what comes, no matter what goes, you will be well. You will be what God said is what you'll be. The end result of your life will be what God has declared from the beginning. There is no way around it. You cannot subvert that call, that purpose, that intention of God. Whatever God has said, there's nothing you can do or say. You can't outthink it. You can't out pray it. You can't outfast it. The plan of God is so. The purpose of God for your life is so. And so you will be what God said. So just rest in that. And obey God. If you obey His commandments, obey His instructions, all it's going to do is lead you into the perfect plan of God. And that is always all about pursuit. We're going to go ahead and get started this morning in prayer. Unbelief, we want you to open up, and I'll close out this morning. Praise the Lord, and let's go forward. Amen.
Father, we thank you. We glorify your name. We thank you this morning, oh God, for the opportunity to even speak your word, to even speak your name, to give reference unto you, oh God. God, we thank you this morning, oh God, that we have the mind to pray, we have the will to pray, the intellect to pray. God, we thank you for the assignment to pray. Oh God, this morning we thank you, oh God, for the opportunity, oh God, to release a sound into the atmosphere that shall pierce heaven, oh God, and shall horrify the devil. God, we thank you, oh God, for giving us a sound that resonates the brethren, that resonates from city to city, from state to state, from country to country. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you this morning, oh God. God, we come to you today, oh God, not with a depressed spirit, oh God, but a spirit of victory, oh God, a spirit of liberty, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. God, that even in the worst of times, oh God, you still give us rest, you still give us peace, you still give us understanding. In the name of Jesus, God, this morning we thank you, oh God. Oh God, we thank you of how you're progressing us, oh God, from our low place, oh God, to the palace, oh God. God, we thank you from taking us from Lodi Bar to the palace and to our destiny, oh God. In the name of Jesus, God, we speak it, we know it, oh God. We can sense it in this atmosphere that the tide has changed, oh God. We can sense it in the atmosphere that the wind has shifted, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, let the wind blow, oh God. God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, this morning, we thank you, oh God, that you're moving on our behalf, oh God. We thank you how you're moving on behalf of those connected to us and connected to the vision. Oh God, this morning, we thank you, oh God, of how we see you in our workplace, how we see you in our personal lives. Oh God, we just thank you. So God, this morning, we're praying, oh God, for our nation. We are praying for those that are affected by COVID-19 and its subsidiaries. Yes, its subsidiaries. God, we are praying for the disease within the disease, oh God. We are praying for the virus that's within the virus, oh God. In the name of Jesus, all of its subsidiaries, we cancel the assignment now in the name of Jesus. Every experimental virus, every experimental notion, every experimental disease, we curse it now from the root in the name of Jesus. Oh God, this morning we are speaking healing to the body of Christ. We are speaking healing to this globe. We are speaking healing to the people, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, send your spirit into ICUs all around the world. Send your spirit, oh God, into ventilators all around the world, that as the ventilator is breathing for them, they begin to receive the breath of life, oh God, that they begin to receive the ruach of God, that they begin to receive, oh God, your breath, oh God, your will, oh God, your way, oh God, in the name of Jesus, as they breathe on this morning, as they are breathing in the next hour, that deliverance would begin to take place, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We unlock the portal of healing on today, oh God. Oh God, even if it's an allergy, oh God, if it's a sinus infection, if it's COVID and its subsidiaries, if it's the common flu, we unlock healing. If it's HIV and AIDS, we unlock healing. If it's cancer, we unlock healing. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, if it's a migraine, we unlock healing. If it's a heartbreak, we unlock healing. We're unlocking healing on this morning in the name of Jesus. Oh God, this morning we release healing across this world in the name of Jesus. Healing against bigotry, healing against hatred, healing against unfair rules and regulations, healing in our schools. Oh God, because black lives do matter, but student lives matter too. Church lives matter too, oh God. So we are covering the body of the people who make decisions for our children, the people who make decisions for our teachers. Oh God, this morning we want you to get in the way. We want you to get in the way of our situations this morning. We invite you into the situations this morning, but we are calling for healing across the land. We unlock the portal of healing. Let miraculous multi-million dollar vaccines happen now, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, this morning, we thank you, oh, God, that you're healing broken relationships, that you're healing husbands and wives. We're unlocking healing this morning. You're healing this morning mental instabilities, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Self-worthlessness, oh, God, no self-esteem, oh, God. In the name of Jesus this morning, we unlock healing all across the world, oh God. I know most people think of traditional healing, oh God, from being sick, oh God. Oh God, but some of us are sick of being broke, healing, God. Some of us are sick of being burdened, healing, God. Some of us are sick of being left behind by accelerators, oh God. In the name of Jesus, some of us, oh God, are sick in our spirits, oh God. Heal the land, oh God. Heal what you gave us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh God, heal this earthen vessel on this morning. In the name of Jesus. Oh God, we came this morning to unlock healing like never before. Oh God, we came to be non-traditional on today, oh God. Oh God, we came to dig into the trenches today, oh God. Oh God, we ask that you go into our penal system, oh God. Go into our prisons, oh God. And as we always ask, oh God, set revival in our prisons. Set revival in our prisons. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, this morning, oh God, let revival break out like never before, oh God, let their minds be changed, let their ways be changed, oh God, let the innocent be set free, oh God, oh God, I hear open doors in this season, oh God, send our sons home, oh God, send our daughters home, oh God, send our brothers and sisters home, oh God, send our nephews home, oh God, but don't send them home until you change their mind, oh God, don't you send them home until you change their mind, change their circle of influence, change their ways, change the way that they get money, change the way that they do things, oh God. God, so we ask for revival in the prisons. We ask for a preacher to be sent into the prisons, oh God, morning. Oh, God, we guard against diseases that float, oh, God, in the air in our homeless shelters, oh, God. Release finances to them like never before, oh, God. Give them abilities to feed, oh, God, like never before. God, empower our ministries, oh, God, to feed the homeless, oh, God. Oh, God, empower our ministries. Give us resources to be able to feed those that are without, oh, God, those that are on the what we would consider the lower end of the totem pole, oh, God. Oh, God, we ask, oh, God, that you give us a way, give us a strategy, oh, God, to be able to go into our communities like never before. In the name of Jesus, oh, God. God, we thank you for our parishioners. We thank you for our leaders. We thank you for the Levites, oh, God. We thank you for the shepherds, oh, God. Oh, God, undergird the shepherd this morning. In the name of Jesus, that they shall not be weary in well-doing, oh, God. But they shall reap if they faint not, oh, God. Oh, God, we remove the season of fainting. Oh, yes, Lord. We remove the season of fainting in this hour, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, empower us, oh God. Give us strategy, give us wisdom, give us territories, give us dominion. In the name of Jesus, give them what they need this morning. In the name of Jesus, God, as they're in their beds right now, give them a word for tomorrow that shall set the captives free, oh God. As they're in their sleep right now, oh God, give them a word, oh God, that will pull them out of the entanglement of the enemy, oh God. Give them a word this morning, oh God, that will shift nations and dimensions, oh God. Give them a word, oh God, that will break the back of the enemy, oh God, to never return. Give them a word this morning, oh God, that shall set the mind free, set the heart free, set the will free, set the intellect free. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we claim the victory this morning. We claim the victory this morning, oh God. Oh God, give them strategy, oh God, to be able to evangelize in their territories, oh God. Oh, God, give them strategy, oh, God, to be able to survive the storm, oh, God, not just to weather it, but to survive it and beat it, oh, God. Oh, God, we thank you this morning of how we're coming out better than we went in. Oh, hallelujah. I'm thanking this morning that we're coming out better than what we went in, oh, God. Oh, God, give us a new fire. Give us a new purpose, oh, God. Give us new instruction, oh, God, new strategy, oh, God. Give us people who are willing workers, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, to progress the vision this morning. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, oh God. We thank you this morning that you're taking us deeper, that you're taking us higher, oh God. Oh God, in the realms of the spirit, oh God, that fear shall not come before us, oh God. Oh yes, Lord. That we shall not be afraid to walk out what you said. We shall not be afraid to walk out what we know is you. We shall not be afraid to go after contracts, oh God, and partnerships. We shall not be afraid, oh God. Oh God, to go after new business. We shall not be afraid. When the enemy wants to have us in fear, oh God, the enemy wants us to be shut up in our homes, to be fearful, oh God. Oh, but God, while you shut us up in our homes last time, we experienced progression, oh God. And as we're shut up in our homes this time, oh God, we shall see the finality of a situation, oh God. So God, oh God, oh God, oh God, we just thank you this morning, oh God, that as we move backwards to phase one, oh God, that you're taking us back to the foundation. Yes, Lord, that as we move backwards to phase one, oh God, you're moving us back to our first love, oh God, as we begin to stray and go back to normalcy. You moved us back to phase one. What is phase one? Phase one is where we first loved you. Phase one is where we first begin to talk to one another. Phase one is where we begin to do things in our business. Phase one is where we begin to come back to ourselves. God, bring us back to ourselves. Bring us back to our knees. Bring us back to communication with you. Bring us back to, oh God, to begin to speak the things that are not that as though they are. So God, we thank you for phase one. We thank you that even in the midst of a storm, even in the midst of a cloud, oh God, even in the midst of the dust, even in the midst of all that we've seen and heard of, oh God, even in the midst of sinus infections and allergies and new strains and new bugs and new pollens and all of the different things that are out here, God, we thank you that you sustained our mind, you sustained our heart, you sustained our bodies, oh God, that you sustained our finances, you sustained our legacy and our future, oh God. So God, we thank you for allowing us to know what's temporary and what's permanent. We thank you for allowing us to know what's in our right now and what's in our future. And God, we thank you that you're moving all the pieces. Oh, yes, Lord. We thank you that you're moving from what's temporary to what's permanent and from what is in my right now to what's in my future. I just thank you this morning, oh God, and I give your name the glory and honor in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. We honor you this morning, God. We thank you, Lord God, that you are our Jehovah God, that you are Jehovah Nisi, that you are our banner and our protector, God. We thank you, Lord, that you are Rose of Sharon, our Lily of the Valley, our bright and our morning star. And we just worship you this morning for the opportunity, God, to come before you in the spirit of prayer, in the spirit of intercession, asking you first to have mercy on us according to your loving kindness, according to the mercies, God, that you would blot out every one of our transgressions. Father, we ask you to forgive us of our sins, wash us, God, cleanse us from the crown of our head down to the sole of our feet. God, we lay every issue at the altar today, oh God, for your word declares that if we were to regard iniquity in our heart, that God will not hear us. And God, we need you to hear the prayers this morning, God. We need you to hear our intercession, God, for we are indeed of a time, standing in need of a time, oh God, where we need to see your hand of deliverance. And we thank you on this morning, God, that your ear is not too heavy, that you cannot hear, neither your arm too short, that you cannot save. And Lord, we thank you right now for your healing and your deliverance power that is moving in the earth. We thank you, oh God, that you are our God, and besides you there is no other. And Lord, even as we cry out this morning, Father, regarding this pandemic, God, the things that have been released in the earth realm, Father, you know our ending from our beginning. None of these things have taken you by surprise. But Father, today we ask you for wisdom as a people, God. Show us what is your will and your way, God. I pray, God, that the spirit of fear will not, God, be able to bind the minds of your people. I pray for those of us, God, that have been, God, that have been entertaining the spirit of fear and brought under its power. Father, I ask you right now, God, to loose every mindset, every desire, God, to hold on to fear. Whatever fascinates us about fear, God, I pray, Lord God, that you will uncover it and expose it, God, and cause us to cast it aside. God, whatever keeps our minds, God, bound, oh, God, to disbelief, God, and keeps us, God, thinking that we're without hope when we have you, God, our eternal Father, the one who cannot disappoint. Father, I pray in this hour, Lord, that you'll begin, Lord God, to raise up those true voices, God, that will share insight and wisdom, God. Hallelujah. Voices we can trust, God. I thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, that you will begin to break down every spirit, God, of confusion, God, and deception concerning, God, this pandemic, God, that the spirit of truth will arise, oh God, so that we'll be able to see you in the midst of what's happening all around us. God, I thank you on this morning for showing yourself strong and mighty. I thank you, Lord God, for revealing yourself in the earth. I thank you, Lord God, for unlocking some things for us, God, for opening doors for us in the midst of all that's going on. Father, we bless you on this morning for this opportunity to be able to come before you and ask. For you said, for as many of them ask, they receive. And God, if we seek, we'll find. And if we knock, the door will be open. And so I thank you, oh God, that you have given us access to come in. God, that you've given us the opportunity, God, for your divine strategy. I thank you, God, for the opening of the way. I thank you for the healing, God, that pours out, oh God, all across our land. I thank you that you're the God, God, that pours out your spirit upon all flesh. And, Father, we're asking you to pour it out in this hour. Pour out your healing grace. Pour out your deliverance grace. Pour out your saving grace today, Lord, upon us in the name of Jesus. And give us a mind to receive it. Give us a mind to embrace what you're doing. Give us a mind, oh God, to hear you, to see you, to sense you. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, that we not walk blindly in this hour, God, but that we be alert and sober, that we be vigilant, God. Hallelujah. Watching, God, with all prayer and supplication. Hallelujah. Knowing that that day is drawing near. Father, I pray for us in the name of Jesus that we have an understanding of the time that we're in. God, that we're no longer children that are being tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine, by the slate of crafty men that lie in wait to deceive us. I thank you on this morning that that spirit of deception is broken. I thank you, Lord God, that the eyes of our understanding is open. Hallelujah, Jesus. I thank you right now, God, that you're tearing down generational strongholds and vices of the enemy that come, Lord God, to paralyze us and keep us in our present condition. I thank you, Lord God, that you have called us out. I thank you that the former things have come to pass and your word declares, behold, I do a new thing. Hallelujah. I thank you for the new thing, God, that you have done. Jesus, Lord, Jesus, thank you for the new thing. Thank you for newness of life. Thank you, Lord, for renewed strength. Thank you for a renewed mind. Hallelujah. Thank you for the mind to advocate for the things of God. Thank you for the mind to stand in trying times. Thank you, Lord. Jesus, that we can lift up a holy hand without wrath and without doubt. And thank you, God, for increase. Thank you for adding to our life. Thank you, Lord. Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God, for God bringing us out of the struggle in our mind and in our spirit, God. Thank you for bringing us to a place of awareness, Jesus, causing us to be in tune with what you're doing in this hour. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that we're in tune, that we're connected. Oh, Father, I thank you. I thank you, Lord, that there is no hindrance in this hour. Father, I thank you. Jesus. Hallelujah. I thank you for the better that is here, not just coming, but I thank you for the better in our now, Lord. I thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, and see that the Lord is good, and blessed is the man that trusts in him. I thank you that we trust you, Lord, and we're blessed as a result. Thank you, Lord, that there is no compromise in this gospel, in this walk, in this season of our life, God, that you did not call us to compromise what we know to be true. So I thank you, Lord, that you're strengthening our voice in this hour even more than ever before. And that you're strengthening our discernment. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for a discerning spirit. Thank you, Lord. Oh, let's just give him some praise this morning. Jesus, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We are well able. We are well able to have whatever he says we can have. Well able. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. He is certainly preparing us in this hour for something so much greater than this. Thank you, Lord, for what's on the horizon. Thank you for what is coming. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that our better days are ahead of us, not behind us. That eyes have not seen and ears have not heard, neither has it entered into the hearts of men what the Lord has in store for those who love him. I thank you that he's revealed it, though, to us by his Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your revelation of your promises. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. There's just such a spirit of worship and praise on this line this morning. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, that he's exceeding our expectations. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that what he does, nobody else can do. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And in him there is no compromise. Hallelujah. Jesus. Thank you, Lord. For he is the same God yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus. And we must worship him with everything that's in us. Highly exalting the God of our salvation, declaring his goodness in the earth. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. In a time when men's hearts are failing them for fear, I thank him on this morning, Jesus, that we can stand and declare that Jesus Christ is Lord. Jesus, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hey, glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. You are Lord by yourself, and beside you there is no other God. You reign. Hallelujah. Jesus, you reign. Jesus, you reign. Hallelujah. Hey, glory to God. He unknowable shy. Hey, God. He unknowable who. My God reigns. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus, let's come and give him some worship this morning. Hallelujah. Take a few moments to give him the fruit of your lips, because I sense the spirit of worship. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We will obey your instructions, God, in this hour. My God. Thank you, Lord. We will obey. Thank you, Lord. We will heed to what you say. We will obey. We will follow only after you. We will obey. We will do what you instruct us to do. We will obey. Jesus, we will yield our lives daily, hallelujah, to your word. We will obey. We will adhere to every instruction in the word we have heard. We will obey, Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
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 Oh, Jesus, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And we thank you for being the restorer of the breach. Every breach. Thank you for restoring. God, you came to repair. Thank you for repairing what the enemy wants to destroy. Repair the breach, Father. Heal the heart. God, clean out the womb, God, and bring divine healing. Bring restoration. Minister to us, God, like only you can. Release your ministering angels to minister, God, healing to your people, God. Thank you, Lord. For you sent your word to heal us and deliver us out of all of our troubles. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. There's nothing greater than the place of prayer for any condition that you may be experiencing in your life. Thank you, Lord. There are so many things that can be resolved in the place of prayer. I just admonish you to stay in that posture. There's still some ways that I even feel on this line. And the longer you stay in the place of prayer, God will lift and remove, dig up, cast out of our spirits things that don't belong so that we can operate freely in him. Continue to seek him daily. Thank you, Lord. God, I pray for us that our minds would always be in a prayerful state, God, that we'll always be in communication with you. And God, all the things that want to hang on, God, even try to hang on, God, even in this call, Father, I pray right now that you would send the anointing, God, that will break it up, that it will annihilate it, God, that we will not leave off this line the same way we came in. God, whatever is on our minds, whatever is in our spirit, whatever is in our heart, God, that's not like you, God, that you would help us, God, to break through and break out of it, Father, that it will no longer, God, be a weight in our spirit, neither in our mind, God, anything, God, that's causing any issues in our heart. Father, let it be removed. Pull it up out of us, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Jesus, my God. Yes, Lord. Coming from looking up from the line, God, be broken. Jesus, Jesus, every curse, God, that's been spoken, every spirit of divination, be broken off of our lives, God. Yeah, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Jesus, thank you, Lord. Jesus, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hey, glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Well, it's truly of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassion has not failed us. And we thank God for his unfailing love. Hallelujah. Thank you for joining us this morning for this time of intercessory prayer, and as we're preparing to close, I want to remind you, let's continue to pray for our mayor, for our city, with some of the decisions that she's having to make. Let's pray for wisdom for her. And I don't know if there's anyone that wants to share anything before we end the call, but I released the lines if there's something that you feel led to share before we end the call. And Anjali, if you're here, if you have something you want to share before we end the call, please feel free to do so.
I just wanted to encourage anyone that would be listening or even listen to the replay later on, that we have to constantly keep our minds steadfast on what God is doing and what he's saying and where he's going. I used even in the prayer today, which is something I've been saying for about the last 72 hours, is that God is positioning us for us to be able to know what is temporary and what is permanent, and then what is supposed to be in our right now and in our future. And then all of those things kind of move like puzzle pieces, and you those first two categories, you have to put, if that thing is permanent or temporary, you put that, is it in your right now or is it in your future? And you start moving those puzzle pieces because you'll start to realize that your focus, and even in prayer, your prayer focus, we're praying about things that are temporary and not praying for things that are in our future. So I just really encourage everyone who's listening, who may watch the replay or listen to the replay, is that we have to make sure that our focus is for the things of not just for the right now, but for the future. How are we sustaining ourselves for prayer and posturing ourselves for prayer in the future? How are we sustaining our families for the right now and for the future? So just continue to keep your ears open, your eyes open. And there's so much for us to be fearful about. But this, there's something different about this phase, is that I feel such a release and so much victory in this hour, that phase one doesn't phase me, I guess I should say. It doesn't phase me. And I'm just excited about, and I know people are like, how can you be excited? But I see the hand of God. I do. I see the hand of God in so much going on right now. So just be encouraged in your lives.
Amen. 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 Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Anyone else want to share anything as we're preparing to close out? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Well, let's heed to those words of instruction, even in knowing how to target our prayers. Let's heed to those words of instruction and also be able to walk, even as the sons of Issachar, being able to discern the times is truly going in alignment with it, what the woman of God is saying, being able to discern. So we want to know, we want to be able to weigh where we really are and the purpose for this season, so that we don't get stuck again, even as you said, praying for just something that's temporary, when you could be praying for things that are targeting your prayers for your future and the things that will remain, the things that are beneficial. We bless the Lord for such a great time in the Lord. There's such a heavy spirit of worship. I'm kind of stuck on what to do here. I'm going to be honest, because the spirit of the Lord is so heavy right now, and I want to be released because I feel like there's more God wants to say. I know so many times we pray, but I feel like there's so much more God wants to say to us. We've been talking to him, and we have to position ourselves to hear from him. And I do believe that in this moment and in this time, God is going to begin to declutter the things that whatever those things are that has been preventing us from being able to hear clearly and being able to discern and even being able to judge what's God and what's not God. He's decluttering. And the circumstances that we're going through and the things that we're going through right now is part of the declutter. It's not an assignment against us. It's not an attack against us. It's actually a decluttering process, because these things have provided hindrances and blocked us from being able to hear and discern what God is saying to us. And so he's stripping and removing some things through these tests and through these storms to declutter. Because we've got to be able to hear clearer now than ever before because of the times and the conditions that we are in, because we've been given the message of salvation and we must declare it. We have to be able to declare who Jesus is to those who do not know him, those who have not heard the gospel. And even though people talk to people a lot of times, and we can even testify, I know I can testify that I've been to church many of times, but the day that I received the Lord was the day that I heard his voice. Jesus. And there is a day that is assigned for people to hear. And some of us are the messengers that God is going to send for them to hear. Thank you, Lord. And so he's got to declutter. He's got to take off of us all of the stuff that's been causing the hindrance in your hearing, because we are who God says we are. We have a mandate. We've been called to do a particular work, and so many times we keep slow tracking this thing. We keep backtracking. We slow things down. We go in circles. We continue in cycles, and God wants to break the cycles. He wants to break the tradition. He wants us to get strong enough to be able to endure tests, that the tests and the storms of life don't run you off. You got to be able to stand so that you can break through. That test is making you bigger. But if you keep running from the test, you never ever get in you what you need. You have to stand your ground, and you have to break through and break away from victim mentality. We are not victims. We're not victims to our circumstances. We're not victims to what people say. We're not victims because of what people do. We are victorious. As a matter of fact, we are more than conquerors. And so we have to break that victim type mentality that makes us keep feeling like we're being attacked or we're being beat up or beat down on. We are being disciplined. We're being trained. We are skilled warriors. We are being taught how to move in warfare. We're being taught how to move forward. We've been taught how to use our hands actively in worship. We've been taught, and God is teaching us how our feet shall be like hinds feet. So we're learning how to stand flat-footed and not easily moved by the things and the storms of life. And so we've got to persevere, but we have got to allow the Spirit of God to continue to build us up on our most holy faith. Be built up in your faith. Grow in your faith, not just in your gift, but grow in your stance, so that you'll be able to come against the wiles of the enemy. You'll be able to push him off, because you're becoming stronger in your inner man. Thank you, Lord. And this decluttering, this removal through tests, through storms, through trials is doing this. Thank you, Lord Jesus. He's making me. He's making you. In your process, whatever you do, stand your ground. Don't buckle. Don't run. Don't quit. Don't give in. And don't give up. Go through it, through the storm. Jesus. Because once you go through it, you got the victory of having overcome that. And you can declare that greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. That Christ in me, who is the hope of glory, gave me the grace I need to go through this storm, and you'll be able to teach others how to go through. Not run, not retreat, not quit. Not choose an alternate route. I'm going through this. Because my blessing is in the midst of this. Not just on the other side of it. I'm being blessed in this. My storm is blessing me. Hallelujah. Jesus is making me stronger. Hallelujah. And if you continue to believe on him, as the scripture says, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Well, that concludes our time of prayer. I encourage you to stay in the spirit of prayer today, because the spirit of the Lord is still speaking. So even as you exit this call today, just keep yourself in a posture and position to hear from the Lord, because I sense such a heavy outpour of God. I can't even explain the presence of the Lord I sense on this line today. I don't know if I want to weep, scream, shout. Jesus, but his presence is here. Now unto him who is able to keep us from falling and present us faultless, to the only wise God, our Savior, be majesty, dominion, and power, henceforth, now, and forever. Amen. Go in peace. This concludes our time of intercessory prayer. Again, thank you for joining us, and we pray that you'll connect with us again next week. God bless you.
God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We get in the call and you're free to release yourself, unless there's something someone still needs to say. Thank you, Lord.